This is Dr. Stacy Nelson from Veterinary Emergency Group St. Pete with some pet tips for you. If you're like most people, you probably made some resolutions for this new year, and maybe you want to get your pet involved in that. That's a great idea within some limits. Make sure we do it safely. If your pet is overweight, just like you would visit your doctor, visit your veterinarian. Ask if it is safe to start exercising, and if so, how. Make sure that if you're walking, you stick to areas that are safe and you're not going to get into traffic. And make sure that you don't start running until your pet is ready for it. Sometimes it can take some time to work up to that, just like it can with you. If you're thinking about starting a diet, remember that you can cut calories safely, usually with the food that you're currently feeding. But if your pet has certain medical conditions, say kidney disease or diabetes, you want to be very careful with those pets' specific calorie needs and the special diets that they usually need to eat. Cats are an entirely different topic on trying to get them to lose weight. And something that is very common in our indoor cats is that they can get a little on the pudgy side. So usually the best way to combat that with cats is going to be through diet and talking to your veterinarian about ways to help them go on to something that will lose a little weight. And then in terms of exercise with cats, if you have a playful kitty cat, you can do some toys and stimulation that way inside, but it's better to keep them inside and not take them outdoors. There's too many dangers for cats outside. So remember, resolutions are great, just do it safely. For more information, visit veterinaryemergencygroup.com.